Well, not being a hockey guy, I don't pay that much attention to the Ottawa Senators or whatever they're doing, except to hear it on Randall Sports. But this weekend, with the Sens in Sweden, I did hear a lot about the anthem singer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you hear, Doc?
It was like the shot heard around the world. Apparently she was wearing a see-through top.
Let's put it, she wasn't an OPP officer. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Lyndon Sluage in a see-through top.
Yeah, she
No.
Yeah, the Friday game, she came out in a see-through top. Rather interesting attire. We're not used to that. And so the next day, you know, everyone's tuning in for the national anthem. Go figure. I guess they told her to tone it down a bit, so she was wearing this really, really slinky white evening gown, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Okay.
Rather form-fitting.
But not see-through.
Well, sort of.
Well,
it's rather attractive woman.
It's,
are you allowed to say that? A woman's attractive?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know these days.
Not sure.
I don't know. Best to just stay away from the
But it's Sweden, right?
There's, yeah.
In this, aren't the Swedish known for...
For what?
I don't know, being a little...
Progressive.
Topless, a little more progressive than we are here.
I guess.
A little looser.
Yeah,
a little looser.
Progressive. That's a nicer word.
They're not afraid to walk around naked, I guess.
Yeah. Not afraid to twerk in public either. You want to do a repeat we just did in the studio here?
Oh, jeez.
This is a first on the Doc and Woody Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Doc just twerked. For Randall.
Okay. not just once, twice.
Here's what happened.
Yes,
okay.
You better do some explaining. Oh, my God.
I was just explaining that I saw an old Rod Stewart and the Faces concert on YouTube from 1974.
And I said, you got out of your chair as you were describing.
I was explaining that Rod Stewart used to twerk, and they would zoom in with the camera. Uh-huh. And I didn't even realize while I was telling you the story that I was showing you how to twerk.
You did it twice.
I didn't even realize I did that.
Oh, my God. Did that ever look stupid?
Doc, do you know where you lost the argument?
Yeah. Well,
right back where you said, I can explain.
No, you can't explain that. And forget it. You're not coming to the hunt camp with me next time.
Okay,
no,
fine.
No.
Fine.
They'll eat you alive. Oh, my God.
Boy, I should be more aware of what I'm doing.
Yeah, you should. Didn't know you had it in you. I really didn't.
Okay.
That means you've been practicing that at home in front of a mirror.
Well, we had an interesting weekend.
Oh,
but
geez.
Anyway.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to. Okay. Let me explain.
Also, Doc, in this day and age, an act like that could result in a harassment charge.
It could, yes.
I didn't know if you were coming on to me or what.
Look at this, Randall.
I'll have to tweet an apology, I guess. All right. You're talking about the Sens on your rant today?
I'm talking about the great venue downtown at the football stadium, and there's been talk about the Sens building a new rink, obviously, over the weekend, and just... I just don't know what I'm doing. I'm working on it right now. Well, you distracted me.
Newsflash, people. It's Monday.
I'm having a hard time concentrating now because of you.
Well, you better reread your copy and make sure there's no twerk words in there.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.